The Burt Show.
It was a good night on American Idol last night for Wendy. Mm-hmm. Very good night. It's all playing out just the way we wanted it to.
Joining Lee for a shot at the title is Crystal Bowersox.
Is that safe?
That means Casey James is going home.
It's been an amazing, amazing journey, and I'm just so honored that that I'm here. It's amazing.
So why is that?
Mothers, be good to your daughters.
Well, we wanted to hear him sing one more time.
Every time Bert tries to talk, it's something else.
So why is that important to you?
No, because now we're going to LA week, of course, for American Idol. So we'll be at the finale, but we get to talk with all the eliminated American Idol contestants. And since Casey James has been eliminated, he'll get to come to our table and I will get some one-on-one time with Casey James. And I've had the biggest crush on Casey since he was like in the top 24. Mm-hmm. He's really good looking.
He's hot. And he plays the guitar,
which is two really good qualities in a man.
Tall and hot.
He's got that long, good Juvexan hair.
He's hunky.
You love that. So we've really, over the last couple of weeks, we're kind of invested in this because every time that we have a former contestant of American Idol on, what we'll do is we'll ask them, look, can you give us a little insight about Casey that Wendy will be able to throw in a casual conversation that Casey at some point might go, whoa, everything this chick is saying is connecting with me.
Wow. We have a lot in common.
We have a lot in common.
Randomly.
We got to walk a fine line here because we don't want it to be overt, but we want her to be able to just sort of throw in from time to time that she's from Texas.
That's right.
And he's going to be like, what, well, damn, I'm from Texas.
Let's talk.
Get up.
Or there was a band. Was it?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. You might just throw that in there somehow, some way.
Or buy a t-shirt somewhere.
Whatever.
Doesn't he like hot dogs? Didn't somebody say he likes to eat hot dogs?
I think Siobhan said he likes hot dogs. So I'm just going to have some hot dogs prepared. Right. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but
he's already heard about you once. Remember when I was in LA on the red carpet?
That's right.
He already said hi to you. I have that.
Hey, my name is Casey James. Hi, Wendy.
Hey.
She's in Atlanta?
In Atlanta.
Awesome. Okay, my aunt lives close to there.
Ooh, good.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
We have tons of fans in Atlanta. We're all really proud of you, but Wendy's just going to love hearing from you. So you want to say something really sweet to her?
Well, thank you so much, Wendy, for being a fan of mine. I really, really, really appreciate it.
I want to be more than a fan, though.
Should we try to get the aunt on? She lives close here.
I mean, why not? And get advice from her.
He's from Texas, though. Like the United States outside of Texas is close to everywhere else in the United States. She could be in Chicago. It's just not in Texas.
But you could bring that up. That's another thing.
That's true.
In the conversation, you have family ties to Atlanta.
Immediate connection right there.
See?
It's great. All great stuff. So we still have to talk about how we're going to handle this with Casey, because the way that it will roll next week, wherein we're in L.A. for American Idol week, is that Fox will roll out contestant after contestant after contestant, former contestants from former seasons, some from this season. And at one point, we're all going to be sitting there at our little broadcast studio, and Casey James is going to be next up. So we're deciding, do we do this as a straight business interview and just have Wendy sort of just throw things in and be part of the conversation? My preference would be to have Wendy handle this one-on-one with Casey.
I agree.
And she seems a little freaked out by that.
It's not necessarily that I'm freaked out, but it would be nice to have wingmen and women around just to sort of help you out in case you need like a filter or a bumper, just in case just in case my words get a little bit frazzled, because we helped Jen out when she had the big old crush with Stifler. We didn't leave the room when we all had to talk to Stifler on the air.
That's not true. She actually went up to Stifler's hotel room alone.
Yeah, I did talk to Stifler one-on-one. Sean William Scott, by the way.
And
P.S., I don't have a crush on him anymore. He's
not anymore.
Way uglier.
And Jen was Jen was the inside of the spoon, and Stifler used her back for friction.
I'm so confused.
It's a trick. It's a trick I have.
I don't know.
I don't get that one.
But either way, so
we helped out on that.
But we did. What I'm saying, she went up there by herself. I mean, she had some real one-on-one with him.
And you I can think, do it. I mean, I think
I think it would be awkward if we're all sitting there mm-hmm. and they bring Casey James over quickly, drop him, and we all stand up and leave.
Can't do that.
Like, that wouldn't be an awkward moment.
Because then it's overtly obvious what's going on, and it's unprofessional mm-hmm. at that point.
And the intimidation is not just to talk to him, but it's the fact that it's an interview. I mean, because right. we're there for mm-hmm. interviews. So I think what's mm-hmm. intimidating Wendy is not to have a conversation with him, but to lead him into an interview-style conversation.
Mm-hmm. Here is TC. Good morning, TC. What is up, dude?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good to hear from you again, man.
Hey, good to talk to y'all, too. Hey, I think that you guys all should just, as soon as he walks up to the table, all of y'all instantly turn around like you're busy or got to make a bathroom break and just let Wendy handle it on her own.
That would be so uncomfortable, though. That part to me would seem unprofessional.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Almost rude.
Like, if the publicist, if we know in advance that he's going to be there, he's the next guest up, then I think it makes it way easier if we're just not at the broadcast facility and you're the only one. Maybe that's mm-hmm. it. It's like, I can't believe, I don't know where the rest of the show is. Mm-hmm. I mean, and here I am. I'm stuck here with you. And then maybe that's how you get into it.
Well, because we were there last year, and I forgot which idolist it was that I think there was only a couple of us at the table at the mm-hmm. moment because again, there are some stragglers that come in at odd times when people run into the bathroom or whatever.
Afternoon.
It's a very intensive, fast-paced environment. Mm-hmm. And I do believe, if I remember, you and I were at a table with somebody. And I mean, I don't talk to anybody, then Wendy handled the interview well. So it could be the same scenario where I don't know where everybody else is, but mm-hmm. here, have a seat and just start going.
Started happening with Miley yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Half of us weren't even in the studio.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the same crush on Miley Cyrus that Wendy has on. You just lose that Liam, dude.
So, Joanna heard us talking earlier this morning. She heard some insecurity in your voice, and mm-hmm. she thinks she can help you out.
Well, it actually started off as a joke where I said, if you wanted me, I could teach you how to win a guy over 101 class. But I do... I've dated, I'm engaged now, but I dated before Jason, and I think mm-hmm. I was really good at it. You know, I dated a lot of guys, and I don't, because it is an interview, mm-hmm. I think you have to show a lot through body language, and you have to, the way you got to look at him right in the eyes, and you've got to do certain things with, you just got to show him with body language that you're interested, because you're not going to be able to tell him in an interview that you're interested,
right.
but you can mm-hmm. tell him with your eyes and with your smile
Very
and the
true.
Way you carry yourself.
Joanna, I guarantee there are guys that you went out with that don't even know you have eyes.
Well, when I went out with them, I didn't have boobs, so they had to know.
Oh, yeah, then they did.
Now they know. So anyways, so yes, I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm an expert. I know so much. But I think I was really good at it. And I could, if you really want, I could tell you a couple of things.
I see. I think it's different when you go out and you want to hit on somebody and pursue somebody and it's easy that way. But this is like a whole different style. This is not like at a bar or where everyone has a little bit of alcohol in their system. You know, that I think it's easier in that sort of setting and like a party setting and you're out for a reason. You're single with your girlfriends. But this is like an interview thing.
I disagree. I think you can flirt anywhere. It doesn't have to be in a bar or flirted, when I'm in the car next to a guy. I mean, not now, obviously, but before I was in a traffic light and the way you look at them and things like that. I mean, you flirt everywhere.
So if you were in Wendy's situation here, I mean, obviously you actually are Wendy, then what do you do that day body language wise? Because I think there is something a little bit different here. There's no alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to a bar, it's almost implied, I'm here to meet dudes. Dudes are here to meet women. And you don't have this here.
Mm-hmm.
So
this
what can
like
you do?
Work.
Well, it's just the way, you've got to hold yourself and just be very confident and come off as a confident person. Smile at him a lot. You just got to look at him directly in the eyes and maybe sneak a wink in if you want. I mean, in a very appropriate way.
Wait,
like
a sneak a wink. How do you sneak a wink?
Like maybe he says something funny and you smile and wink at him.
I think that would be cheesy.
I think Joanna's right, like as far as like turning it on with the smiling and laughing, because guys want to be funny. And so I think girls kick up the laughter notch in front of a guy that they think is cute.
Oh, absolutely.
A wink though is kind of a
And like it's the hair flip, I think that the hair flip is a key.
Yeah, flipping the hair. And trust me, Jeff, if I
wouldn't
get you,
your hair
you
a lot. the hair flip is good.
Now, okay. I'm reading body language too here, and I think that you don't think that you need any of this advice. Like, you're
no, it's, I think it's just a completely different setting. It's different than when I go out, because I think when I go out, I'm okay and I'm confident. But this is
you can
like
do the
work.
Same thing.
And it's
going to
be a different situation. I think mm-hmm. it's just going to be rushed and get it over with, because the Fox people are in the background waving you like, got to wrap it up, got to wrap it up. So you can only do so much in a certain amount of time.
Right. Is it possible for all of us to sit there and kind of be her, be like her security blanket, but not say much?
What if we all wink at him?
I mean, is it possible for Jeff not to say something rude in front of him if we're still sitting there in front of microphones? But we just all know we're not going to say a lot. We're going to let Wendy kind of take the lead on this.
I don't know. I think, for a couple of reasons, but one of them is entertainment value-wise. I think it's better to hear Wendy one-on-one with Casey.
That's probably true.
Confidence-wise, I think it's better for Wendy to sit one-on-one with Casey.
Because we have built up to this point the inside scoop for her to bring up in the conversation. So it's a challenge for her in the interview that we almost do a checklist of what we've learned from all the other Idol contestants. And then it's almost a challenge for Wendy to make sure that she includes all that information within the interview.
I'm smiling because of Jen's facial reaction right now because I don't know what it means. But
I'm just saying he is hot and it is going to, like, it's going to take you some real preparation for this interview because you're going to be overwhelmed with his looks.
Does he pass the regular guy
test?
He looks just like Larry Wax.
What Bert's saying is, like, if we were out at a bar and we saw Casey James and he's not Casey James, he is a head turner. Okay. I would say he's better looking in person than he is on camera. You know how there's some of those people that you meet him in person, you're like, wow, you're so much prettier on TV or you're so much prettier in the movies? He's the opposite. Like, he's even better looking in person than he is on camera. So I think you got to just be really prepared because the hotness is going to be overwhelming and take your breath away a bit. I'm just telling you.
Here is Krista. Good morning, Krista. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning. Thank you much. Wendy, you have to own that you want this man. when you go to interview him, touch him because that would diffuse all of that anxiety that you have. Mm-hmm. You know, just touch his hand. And Big Mike already told you that he's really into his hair. You know, comment on his hair and say, oh, can I touch your hair? Or, you know, be something cute and flirty like
that. That's a good idea.
Why don't you get that?
But touch him, and that would diffuse anything that you have, and you can get some of that hot energy off of him.
Can you touch? Are you close enough?
Yeah,
I agree with the touch. Like, oh my God, you're so funny.
Maybe touch him on the knee. Touch his knee.
Why don't you get one of those those G-Shot things and then touch him with that?
Oh God.
And you gotta remember something also with guys. Like, if he thinks you're cute, there's no such thing as cheesy.
Okay.
If you're cute, I mean, if you're not good looking, he's not attracted to you, and you wink at him, that's cheesy. He doesn't want anything to do with you. But if he thinks you're cute and you wink, it's a totally different ballgame.
Absolutely. Okay. And you have to have confidence. Confidence.
And, I mean, use Joanna's number one trick. Cleavage.
Yes.
Put on two bras.
I mean, put them out there, girl.
Yes.
Will we get a heads up on when he's in the round of people coming through?
Yeah, we'll see him coming through.
I just, for her preparation that day, is she going to have to dollop every single day?
Or
is she, is she
going
to have to push her cleavage to her chin every day? Or is it just all we're going to know?
Well, I'll know what day, but considering I have to sit next to her for 6 hours for three consecutive days, I'm not going to tell her.
Hey, Carol, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
good
morning.
You know, she just needs to be her adorable self. She comes across on the radio just adorable and charming, and she just needs to remind herself that she is that type of person. And I don't know if you watch Survivor at all, but Parvati is the perfect flirt. She's got that, you know, you drop your chin, you crinkle your nose when you giggle. you gotta use your eyes. Eyes are just your eyes, your smile. You gotta crinkle that nose when you laugh. Kind of kick up your back heel. It is all about body language. You have to own that, you know, and start practicing with people that you see at Starbucks that you think are cute.
I think you do this all. You already do all of this, but you do it when you're buzzed. Like, you don't. Like, the tools go away when you're sober.
So why don't we all do one of those recycle chats with Wendy right before?
God.
So right before
Dude.
Our
Oh, but ask Casey James to do a recycle shot, and you'll do it.
Oh, perfect.
Here's Chris. Good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, a while ago, you guys gave advice to girls to get confident secretly. Wendy should go commando.
That's right.
Good call, dude. Right.
Excellent, Chris.
He
Excellent.
Can't remember anything else that was talked about on the show.
Right.
That he remembers.
That's right.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
Advice.
I'm going to screw it all up. I'm going to wrinkle my nose and wink at the same time all while trying to lift my foot. It's all out of the chair.
The Bert Show. This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
The Burt Show.
Spending some time with Molly here. Man, she's in a tight spot. She's 20 years old, and her 12-year-old brother is raising money for a fundraiser. And Molly here knows as fact that her mom is taking some of that fundraising money for herself.
About half of it.
Half of it. So she's in a tight spot. Do I address my mom? We had John just called up. A listener, John, said, call the police on her.
Mm-hmm.
You still there, Molly?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. People are either heated about this or are trying to give you as good of advice as you can. It's a pretty unique situation for sure. Here's Scott. Good morning, Scott. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey there. I was just going to ask, could it possibly be like a financial situation going on or something that might be forcing her into the situation or something? Because I had the same similar situation when I was 17, and my mom was almost forced in the same situation when we lost our father. He had started to move on.
I don't even know that that's
still not okay. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are in tough financial times. You can't steal from a charity still.
Yeah, steal from like an older person, somebody who's got a lot of money, but don't take it from somebody who doesn't.
Steal from Jeff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's got a lot of money.
Good morning, Greg. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. I think it's a two-step process. First, you ask the little brother. Don't worry about what happened in the past. You're not going to be able to prove it. You don't want to call the cops on your mom. Have your little brother keep a log of how much money he has, and then find out how much the mother's donating. And if she's donating less, you say, hey, Mom, you know, I know you're not stealing, but, you know, he handed you $100, and you gave him a check for $50. What am I missing? I said, there's a piece missing here, because we don't want the 12-year-old to think you're shorting the charity. Hell, if he knows that kind of a secret, everybody in town's going to know, you know, you kept the money. So what, you know, how is this, you know, help me with the math here.
It's a tough conversation.
Good idea.
I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. It's better than the confrontation of it. Because I think people will be more defensive and your mom would be more defensive.
Any conversation you're going to have with her is going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
If you decide to go that route, you just need to know that any conversation is going to be really, really, really difficult. So, I don't know.
But you got to have the conversation with her. You can't let her keep doing it.
So, we've got Molly here who's... Mom is skimming off the top, actually it's more than that, of her brother's fundraising money. She's taking 50% of it.
Right.
And Molly here's 20, doesn't know what to do.
And I know everybody's advice is for these long, big conversations with the mom, but the thing is, you know, it's awkward, and she's not going to pull that off. That's why I said in the beginning, you just got to say, look, I know what you're doing, and you got to stop. I mean, that's a quick conversation, but it embarrasses the mom because I do believe that she would be embarrassed knowing that her child knows that she's stealing.
I would be so embarrassed and ashamed if my...
But what if she keeps lying about it?
Just deny.
Yeah, what if Molly approaches her and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Here is...
She's on her job.
Burt Show listener Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Burt Show. I love you guys.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, I was just going to say, when my son used to fundraise, I would put all the money in my account and then write it one big check at the end to the fundraiser. So maybe she's not really stealing it, but she's just going to write one big check at the end out of her own account.
That's what she said, but I think Molly said she's adding money. Yeah, she caught her writing the check for only half the amount.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Well, maybe she's going to write a second check for the rest of it. Right. I would hate to think a mom is stealing from a fundraiser. That's horrible.
I know.
It's so sad. Mm. So sad.
My stomach's upset just thinking about this conversation. It's a tough one to have.
You should have a bagel and some yogurt.
Okay. I'll have some Activia. You know, it's very good for your stomach.
Activia.
Your digestive. That's right.
Burt Show, the musical.
And I'm the only man in America that eats it. Good morning, Sarah. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, Molly.
I suggest going to Mom, saying, Mom, what you and my brother are doing is so awesome. I really want to get involved. Let me help you collect and log the money and disperse it. Hey, maybe I can even put it on my resume.
Okay, so let's role play. Mom says, no, I got this covered.
No, Mom, it's going to be so awesome on my resume. You know, how many kids my age have something this great they can put on there?
No, I've got this taken care of. Don't you worry, baby. You got so many other things to take care of. I got this. No worries.
Mom, are you kidding me? You're a mom of two kids. You have more than enough to take care of. Come on.
I'm going to send you out of the house and lock the door if you don't leave me alone.
Mom, clearly you have trouble with math. So let me help you with the adding, because clearly it's not working.
Sam, good morning. You got some help here from Molly?
Well, I have a suggestion. She should probably audit all of the contributions from the brothers' records. And if anyone's contributed via check, call them up and tell them that you're auditing their contributions to make sure that you're tracking everything correctly and get a perspective of how pervasive this issue is. And then you have some empirical information to go confront the mom with or to, you know, find a better way to approach it, either legally or through the charity itself or in confrontation with the mom, whatever. But you need to quantify this. You know, this is subjective. She doesn't know how pervasive it is. She just needs to get a control and a handle on how big it is.
Wow. You are definitely an accountant, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm a systems analyst.
Can someone interpret what he just said?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here is Jason. Good morning, Jason. You're on the show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey. Morning, guys. I would just say, like, don't try to accuse Mom. Take the non-confrontational route. And just say, hey, Mom, Jimmy, you know, whatever the little brother's name is, his money's due on this day, so we're going to need all this money. And then she has no choice but to, you know, write a check, especially if he's kept a log. The last guy said if there were checks written, you know, you'd be able to know. But just so, you know, because you don't want to, because the way you go at somebody determines the way they're going to come back. And if you accuse her, she has an opportunity to say, no, I didn't. So just, you know, take the non-confrontational route. Say, hey, we need this money. Let's turn it in. Let's move forward.
Thanks, Jason.
I'm curious about what's going on with it. So is this fundraising already over and she's already done this? Is it continually going on? Because based on everybody's suggestion, I mean, does your brother have a list of all the checks that came in?
Well, we have a week left, and the fundraising has been going on for a month.
Okay.
So as far as a log financially of what's come in, I haven't taken any part in what she's accumulated so far. So it would be great if I could start now and continue for the rest of the week. But as far as anything that's come in before, I would have no way of getting that money back because I don't know exactly how much it is. And my mom has been taking care of it. I mean, my brother's 12, you know. He doesn't have time to really, you know, and of course you want your parents to help out. So she's been doing everything. And it would just, I really don't know how I would go back and kind of, like, figure out who gave what. I mean, I could essentially, for the rest of the week, you know, do that so far, and then maybe by the end of the week approach her with, you know, the week's tally, and then at least save that portion of the money. I just live at home, and I can't afford to, like, you know, mess that up right now.
Sure. Let me take one more call for you, then we got to move on. Here is Layla. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I have three kids, and my daughter, who's 19, is riding with me right now, and we both thought the same thing. I asked her, Coyante, what would you do? She said the same thing. Mama, I'd put you in jail.
Whoa.
If it was my mom, I would put my mom in jail.
Whoa.
Stealing is stealing. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. It doesn't matter if it's your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your best friend, or your enemy. Stealing is stealing. If she's stealing from other children, she's not stealing from a charity at that, just like my daughter said, a charity.
Well, I don't know. Wow. I don't know
that's
that I can
tough.
Make, I don't
tough
think that call. I can make that call for that. I don't know.
Well, one of the things she just said was that she's living at home right now and she didn't want to mess that up. So there's also that risk that it sounds like you don't want to go on the confrontational route because you want to be able to still have a place to live.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I definitely I mean, I was raised to believe that stealing is wrong. So when the person that taught you that is doing, you know, it's really hard for me. But I don't think that she should be put in jail. But I mean, I don't think that it's right. And if she's in dire straits right now or whatever, like I'll help. Like I can help. I just wish that she would ask for help instead of stealing money from a charity.
Sure.
I mean, that's really prideful. You know, it seems really prideful and kind of shows. You know, it shows me like a side of my mom that I just don't want to see.
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah, Molly, we got to take off. We could probably do this for the next hour. I hope we gave you something to chew on there, though. And I'd definitely like to check back with you and find out how you handled it, okay?
Great. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
The Bird Show.
All right, so we're going to be in L.A. next week for American Idol week. It's an exciting week for us. Mm-hmm. We get to hang out with all the American Idol finalists and some of the contestants from former years also. I think we got Jordan Sparks lined up. Who else was on that list this morning?
Everybody. Chris Allen.
Yeah, Chris Allen, last year's winner, will be there. And there's more that'll be on the list. Like, Kara showed up last year. I'm hoping Allen walks through.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
But Kara showed up last year. She wasn't on the list. I'm working on Randy Jackson, dog.
All of those are fine, but a little inconsequential to Wendy because Casey James
is now not
in American Idol anymore.
Man, no, he got eliminated, so he'll be coming by the table for a little one-on-one time.
Yeah, he got confirmed yesterday.
Joining Lee for a shot at the title is Crystal Bowersox.
Is that safe?
Which means Casey is out, which is good news for Wendy because she's totally vibing on this guy.
That's right.
So we're going to get one-on-one time.
Oh, fine. I'm so excited because that was the last opportunity was last week for him to get eliminated so we could have the one-on-one time because we don't get much time with the final two because they're still rehearsing and then they just do it like press conference style. So now Casey will be coming by the table.
So we debated this a little bit back and forth yesterday, and I think we came up with a general consensus that the rest of us are just going to take off. When we know that Casey James is coming around, that Wendy will be sitting there at the broadcast table by herself, and she can do anything she wants with that one-on-one time, so long as she understands that no means no from Casey James.
You really think she's compelled to say no? I mean, she may have a hard time saying no to the people, but it's when she wants to say no, but not with Casey. But we don't
want to impose. It's not her I'm worried about. It's him. When he says no, she has to understand that no means no.
He won't say no.
But we don't want to impose on your time with your man. Mm-hmm. You know? You've worked hard.
You'll be fine.
How? Voting it's for Bowersox?
It's going to be a little awkward, but I think you'll be able to do it.
It'll be a little weird sitting there all by myself at the huge table that we have.
Here was our intention the last couple of weeks, that every time an American Idolist got booted, we would talk to them on Monday, and we made sure to carve out a little time and ask them, like, give us a little advice about Casey James that Wendy can use in casual conversation with Casey that he'll be surprised that she knows about this. So there'll be a connection that he doesn't know that she's done homework on. And this is what Tim Urban told us when he got kicked off about Casey.
Okay, it's all about like classic good music, like guitar, like the Steve Ray Vaughan, like that kind of music. That's what he grew up with, and like that's kind of his thing. You want to get him to, you know, get a connection real quick, something he can pick up on real fast.
All about the music.
Like Justin Timberlake and Lady Gaga?
I mean, I wouldn't, only if you want the conversation to end very quickly.
Because I'm pretty sure Wendy doesn't think music existed before NSYNC.
Oh, come on. No, I'll make him a good mixtape.
Maybe some research.
Okay, so classic rock angle. So rattle off.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Who else?
Like a
I don't know.
Like a Van Morrison.
Yeah, I bet he'd be in a, like a feels like a Van Morrison kind of guy, right?
Well, maybe it's just because his thing is guitar playing, and obviously Stevie Ray Vaughan is one of the best ever. So
there you go.
Maybe it's just maybe just the comment. You know what? Classic rock. That there's just better guitarists in classic rock than any other. Or
Jimi Hendrix. You can't go wrong there you're talking about guitarists, right?
So that's his thing is
the
guitar.
Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know anything about any of
these people.
Okay, well,
why don't you sit down with me? I'll make up some good stories.
Well, I'm saying is like she could say, "What do you think?" You know, like
maybe
if you
could
just throw it out there.
Maybe you could ask to be taught. Like, hey, you know what?
I've just taught about the music.
Look, I've just started catching on to learning about this stuff.
I think it's more subtle than that. It's going to be something like, yeah, you know, I like American Idol, but I'll tell you what, I like the classics more. You know?
But then she has to speak about it.
Yeah,
she can't.
Follow up.
She can't fake it.
You got a whole internet to do your homework on.
I'm learning that classic
whole internet.
Or I'm learning that classic rock is you know, they're better musicians. I mean, what do you think? Who are some of the ones that I need to focus on? So, yeah, I do think you could ask him to teach you angle.
Yeah, I think Melissa's right, because I think if you try to fake it,
there's no way I could search the internet for all the classic rock artists and know all those songs. And
you could say, hey, I just realized I don't have any classic rock on my iPod. I'm trying to figure out which are the major albums I need to have on there. Like, for sure.
I think it's good advice because, like when a guy takes you to a baseball game, he wants to put his arms around you and basically teach you about baseball. It's no different here. So maybe that's a great angle on it.
Okay.
All right. So this was Siobhan. Is that how I pronounce her name?
Uh-huh.
When she was talking about Casey James.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Casey. He's a funny guy. He's different from anybody I've met, probably. Don't play pool with him.
Okay, why's that?
You won't like him anymore.
Really?
He's so good.
Yeah, he's from Texas, and apparently people from Texas have their own special way of playing pool that means they're allowed to cheat.
Oh, okay.
And the one time I tried to play pool with him, it was like he was playing this whole nother game that he decided not to explain to me until there were about three balls left. And I was like, wait, I thought you were solids, but okay, apparently not. And I don't know. It wasn't so much fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to like him, I advise that you don't play pool with him.
Now, you mentioned him being from Texas. Does he have a lot of Texas pride? Because Wendy's from Texas, too.
I am from Texas.
So is that a connection they could make?
Probably, yeah. He does have Texas pride. You know, he does things that I guess are very Texan. He's always talking about cooking hot dogs.
I can make him hot dogs.
Okay,
hot dogs.
Something
perfect.
Interesting.
Is there special things that he likes to eat on his hot dogs, like ketchup, mustard, something I should stay away from?
He sure does talk about it a lot.
Okay.
All right, so I got to cook some hot dogs.
I don't know how
it relates to Texas.
It's too much.
I don't know.
To bring hot dogs, too much. But if she's subtly eating one.
Slowly, seductively.
Pulling it out of the bun with her teeth. She's doing that.
Gross.
I don't think the hot dog is as important as Texas. Because if you're from the same state as somebody, then that conversation can go on for 10 minutes.
Totally.
You know?
There's
That's
a connection.
Have you done your research on where in Texas he's from?
He's from like a little part up near Dallas, I think.
Okay.
Well, you need to know that.
In southern Texas.
Yeah,
so.
you gotta say, where are you from? And as soon as he says, go, Oh,
Highland Park?
Yeah.
I know Highland Park.
Yeah.
Hey, JJ, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
How's it going?
Hey. Okay, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. I was just calling to let y'all know. Y'all are leaving Wendy out to dry here because yesterday you was talking about how Jen did it all by herself. But the way y'all set it up is I believe it was Burt was the one that was, you know, telling Stifler and all y'all was telling Stifler that she had a thing for him. So y'all just going to leave her out to dry.
Well, I mean, JJ, let's be honest. What was the result of the whole Stifler thing when we tried to handle it that way?
We've learned from our mistakes.
Out, but I mean, but still, it's, you know, Wendy, she wants a wingman, wing women, whatnot, and you know, y'all help Jen out, so I think y'all should hang out with her.
But again, you got to look at our past results. That ended up horribly.
Well, it could have worked really well.
when I was married, but then when we connected with him again when I wasn't married anymore, it didn't work.
See, and isn't that a statement about guys right there?
What?
He was all into you when you were married. Then you were single, and he's like, nah, no thanks.
I think it's just the age thing. That he liked me when I was younger.
All right, so this is set up for Monday, you said, right?
Yeah, Monday.
Okay.
Monday. I'm ready to go.
You and a man, okay?
Yay. I'm ready.
You're ready to do this.
I've got this.
Okay. Yeah, look how confident she looks. You got
say
this.
The words.
Hey, The Bert Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
The Bert Show.
All right, every day, or every other day, or every 3 days, one of us comes in here with a commencement speech for 2010, because this is the time that colleges are graduating,
mm-hmm.
and you've got all sorts of celebrity commencement speakers.
That is correct.
Seen Meryl Streep over the last couple of days on YouTube.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was in town here in Atlanta.
That's right.
Doing a commencement speech, so.
So Melissa has done hers,
yes.
And Wendy has done hers. Mm-hmm. So today it is Jeff Dahler's words, their commencement speech for 2010.
And it's called Two Girls, One Shot.
You already did yours. Good morning and welcome, friends and family of the 2010 Rosetta Stone Spanish graduating class. Despite the recommended 24-week timeline, you know you're advanced enough and have mastered the language of Espanol in just a fraction of that. For 4 long weeks, you've worked tirelessly learning the intricacies of the language of our neighbors to the south. And after only 5.5 lessons in 28 days, you can now place an order like a true gringo at your favorite Mexican restaurant. You can negotiate the day laborers down to $9 from 10, and you can speak of your life-changing time in Costa Rica much more authentically. Pura vida. You'll spend the rest of your life angering your friends by correcting them and overpronouncing Spanish words like you were raised in Mexico City. Arroz con pollo is now Arroz con pollo! Cabo San Lucas is now Cabo San Luga! And Toronto is now Toronto! Every darker skinned, but of course not black person you know, is now your amigo. And you'll try your best to show off for them. This will anger your Iranian neighbor, who, despite his insistence otherwise, has no interest in coming over for guacamole and carne asada. You don't care, though. Flight attendants and neighbors on the plane south will love you loudly ordering dos cervezas on your flight to Aruba, where they don't really even speak Spanish. But you don't care, because you are a Rosetta Stone Spanish graduate. If it's warm and it's south of Stockbridge, it's all about the Espanol. Significant others forever will be amazed at the way you watch Telemundo so closely and explain the storyline to them. But they don't know if it's an accurate tale, and you aren't really sure either. But it's fun to pretend, isn't it? The best place to show off your Rosetta Stone skills is in a room full of people who have no idea about the language you just learned. Remember that. Also remember that mediocre at best Espanol is not just a privilege, it's a gift. One that must be used and shared wisely. Remember that all people who look Mexican or Puerto Rican or Brazilian want to be spoken to in Spanish, despite their insistence otherwise. And remember, your English-speaking friends all want to know what the Spanish-speaking folks at the next table are talking about. So interrupt them to translate. And most importantly, spread the gift. Randomly tell people Spanish words in hopes they can now share in the knowledge that you have. Help them grow their cabezas. Congrats again, 2010 Rosetta Stone Spanish graduates. El gato siempre le dará un beso dentro de sus pantalones.
Arriba!
Viva Arizona!
Get it? The Bird Show.